Okay. So, go over that first part again. So you're going to be in this week's episode, Mr. Monk Gets Hypnotized, right?
Right.
All right. Does she have another name? She's just the... Okay. All right. So how did you get your role on Monk?
My agent gave me a phone call and said, Corbin Bronson, who's one of the casting directors, wanted me to come and read. So I went in and met him. And I actually went in, like 30 or something, and he said to me, we actually played around with the script a little bit, you know? And then he said, I want you to come back for the shooters. This was just him. So I came back 2 hours later and met all this group full of producers, and then days later, I think it was, I got the phone call and I booked the role. Actually, you know, I have to tell you, Teresa, your Western Monk is kind of fun to read how some of the actors got their roles, because a lot of people, most shows happen quick, and it sounds like the show, it took time, you know, people heard back over the course of a couple of days or longer, even, you know.
Uh-huh. And that's...
But I did, I'll tell you something I found out on the set. This is a really cool story. When I was interviewing him on the set, he said to me, when I saw the tape, I knew right away he was mine. I said, oh, you saw the tape. And he goes, well, I'm one of the speakers, so I can see the tape. I said, this...
So that must have been very good to hear it from him.
Yeah, exactly. The one where the director told me about changing the technique and how do you feel about that one, and let's try this again, and Tony had ideas. And because the scene, how it takes place, is I'm on stand up. I have a van and my camera guy, and they're shooting all of the reports, and I'm doing a piece about the investigation that's going on, and Tony walks by with all the investigators and the trailer, and I guess all the practice numbers walk by, and they're walking up to the building cabin. Finding Tony is like, just, you know.
How many takes did you do?
Pretty fast. But they got what they wanted, you know. They did a couple. We did quite a few rehearsals before they started shooting.
So we
make sure they got it all right before they turned up.
So how long did it take altogether? Were you there?
Well, altogether I wasn't there very long. Mm-hmm. Like, we were on location. I shot Thousand Oaks in a day. Like a cabin in the woods, you know. A lot of property. It looked like the actual location. It was, you know, it was a perfect location for what the script called for. Mm-hmm. But it was Camping Ranch, Thousand Oaks. At the end, I was probably there a half a day. Mm-hmm.
So you got to work with the entire cast then?
Yeah, I didn't really, Trailer and I talked a little bit, and is it Jason, who's the young kid?
Right, Jason Bray,
yeah,
Sanford,
he
right?
He was a man on the way over with me, but he was going over lines for an audition for something else. Uh-huh. I don't know what it was. He didn't have any lines in this particular scene. Mm-hmm. But Trailer and I were in the makeup together, and she was very nice. She was really nice to talk to and work with. But Tony's the one who I dealt with the most. Honest to God, I've been in this business 26 years. He's one of the nicest people I've ever met. So, and Michael Landon is another one who was just an incredible man.
So you worked with him also?
Yeah, I worked with him on Highway to Heaven.
Oh.
Show called Love and Marriage, and it was an hour-long show, and it was three generations of families having been dumped. And he took the phone during the shoot. He called the network and said, this show, he does an extra half I'm just like, oh my god, you know, how many shows have you done with I think of an NBC, I guess, I'm not sure about the network, but how many shows, he's done so many shows with them at that point that you could just pick up the phone and go, here's what I need, yeah, that's okay.
Do you think anybody else can do that right now?
I think if you want to have a successful show, you on here, you've been on for, you know, over a couple of years, and it's a very big following that generates income for that.
So you and Trailer got to talk a little bit?
Yeah, no, Trailer is really nice. He loves being on the show. He loves to tell the whole group, everybody. He's a really nice group of people. Like they've worked together for a while and they all respect each other and there's a lot of consideration for each other.
You and Trailer share a last name. Did you establish if there was any relationship?
I didn't talk about that. We didn't have a whole lot of time to talk. I should have asked her. I mean, yeah. Wouldn't it be ironic if we were related? I should have said something to her about, now, if we were related to Ron, everybody would know it. Because he's with his family and all of his family. I know she would have told her, maybe we should write him a letter and say, you could be your mom.
Yeah, I guess it's a common name.
Yeah, I'm sure. But no, I'm curious where she's from. I grew up in the Papua, Iowa.
I think she's from Florida.
Florida.
Yeah. But you never know. Further back, there could be some.
Yeah.
Okay. So who was the director of your episode? Michael Watkins. He's directed a few. He used to be a cinematographer for Quantum Leap. That's where I know his name from. Yeah, and a few films, of course.
That makes sense because of the way they set up the shot. It was a very elaborate shot that they set up.
So let's see. So did you watch the show before you got the role? And what did you like about the show? What attracted you to it?
I like him. I like Tony. I like kind of a funny, you know. He's a funny character, and you know, he makes it work. And I've worked with Karen Lawrence, and she's on the show for a while.
Actually, we were kind of expecting her to be in this week's show because she was in the promos for the 100th episode, but she wasn't in it, so they just cut her out, or I don't know what the deal was. So. Kind of disappointed there.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder if they kind of, she came on and just did like a cameo type
of thing. Right, yeah, that's most of the show is like that.
So quite a large restaurant.
Right. Yes, she had. So, of course, you know that Tony Shalhoub is up for an Emmy. Yeah. And he's already won 3. So what's your opinion? Should they not give Emmys to people just because they won a few already?
No, I mean, they're gauging it on that team's work. Submitting, you know, or they, you know, they are submitting for him some of the best episodes that he's done that season. Or they're going to look at it and voting on it. I don't think it should have any bearing whether they won people or not.
Well, I don't think it should either,
no,
but that's...
It's, that
yeah. Well, that's what, you know, they say in the press a lot.
How many times did she get nominated, you know? Not to joke. In fact, one of those years, like 12 inches or something, she did phenomenal work, and she still got passed over. I don't know that awards hurt or help the show necessarily, you know?
Okay. So, how would you compare working as a guest star on Monk to other work you've done? I saw you recently on General Hospital Night Shift.
Oh, yeah.
Was that a totally different experience?
You know, that's more like a soap opera. You know, I did quite a while ago, but that is more like a soap opera. That was kind of an interesting role because Mark casting director of General Hospital and General Hospital Night Shift booked me in my first film hall that I ever did in New York City, and that's where I was when I moved from Davenport, Iowa to New York City to study acting. And I auditioned for him and got film, very large, really great film role. And it's the United States Petro Leader, and I moved out here to General Hospital. I eventually came out here to a couple of pilots. My agent said I wanted to book one of the guest star. And I was like, well, that was nice because he knows my work, you know, over the years. You know. It's nice not to have the audition for that, just to be a phone call. You know. And she got so fast. One thing.
So just in and out.
Well, it was a long couple of days, but I mean, it's because we were accepting some form that it was just, you know, one take of everything. Sometimes it took a while to set that up. You know, I mean, the lighting takes so long, and the rehearsals take a long time when there's a lot of people in there, and we're quite a few people in quite a few of those things. So the setup took quite a while, but yeah, the actual shooting was in and out and done. Yeah, really different experience. Great to do the role because it was an emotionally charged, full role. I was a mom and a daughter who was really sick. I don't know if you saw it or not.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what a fun, it's a lot of fun too. You know, a newswoman, you know, I play a newswoman a lot. I did the weatherman with a newswoman, and that was one. I get the reporter role a lot. It could be my age, it could be the nice niche that I enjoy. I enjoy doing it, but it's so fun to have the not the group that's found in flow.
Well, yeah, there's a lot of different casts from the last season, too. So,
yeah, yeah. There's all new people.
I guess since we're talking about, you know, the soap operas here, why do you think their audience has declined so much since, I guess, when you were first on soaps? So, what do you enjoy most about acting? So you like playing the villain?
Yeah, I do, actually, yeah. I would always want to be locked into that, but it is very fun. I mean, there's just so much more meat. Yeah, there's so many more layers. Not your typical person, it's just a nice person.
Yes.
That role, I could see how
right.
That role. I mean, really explored people, true people went there and it was really and then like how that could be but
So, what do you like least about acting?
there's so many times we're outside, or even inside, and I have the air cranked in here, just a little outfit or something. Nothing more than having to do with the pool, and it's just crazy, and like, warm, I've been in so many places where they
Yeah.
Not having
your feet,
no.
Okay, so.
I don't mind the hours, you know, because it is long hours. There's nothing better than, you know, long hours, day after day. There's something about being in an ensemble situation where you're all there.
So, professionally, is there anything you'd still like to do that you haven't done yet? She's incredible in that. So what do you have coming up now?
Just for health wise, I did an episode this morning here on 12.
Are you good at that?
Always a troubled kid to worry about. So, really, emotionally charged. In fact, last week, like, poor mom,
Yeah, he was on a monk, yeah. Yeah.
Carlos, yeah. But they were, all of them were having a ball with each other, and they helped us working with each other, and yeah, that was fun. He shot over to Equestrian and Irving. Ball, gala, type of event. Pretty fun. It takes a long time. A lot of people who have to be dressed and made up, and the room has to look just right, the candles have to be just right, and it looks fun.
Okay, those were the questions I had. But, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't want to talk quite a bit, but, you know, it's kind of fun to hear those stories. You know, I love hearing stories about that, you know. Oh, here's something kind of interesting. I work with a group called AIRS LA, which stands for the Audio Internet Research Service of Los Angeles. And it's a website that provides, it's a not-for-profit group, and it's all volunteers. They provide contact for blind and visually impaired. Information and magazine articles, all kinds of things.
That's terrific.
Thanks to volunteers and board members. I'm one of the board members, but I thank the volunteers for yesterday. And the Center for the Partially Sighted and two women there are getting a fundraiser for the Center for the Partially Sighted at Casa Del Mar. And I'm coming up soon. I'm not exactly sure when, but two of the things they're auctioning off. Silent auction where they're making money. One of them is a tour of the Desperate Housewives.
Oh, wow.
The other one is Mark Chester, Deputy Director of General Hospital,
Wow.
So,
those
don't
are good.
I don't know how much they'll end up going for, but those are kind of fun. Silent auction. Those are both fun things to do. If you want to get you more information on that, because you're on your
Oh, I think it is. If you can email me something on that, that would be great.
Okay.
Right, sounds great.
So, Teresa, go enjoy the rest of the Sunday.
All right.
I'm going to go see, there's Play Vanity at the Pasadena Playhouse. It's a musical version of Play Vanity.
Oh, yeah.
You're not excited.
All right, enjoy that. No, I'm not.
What do you do?
For a living, I work for the Nature Conservancy.
What is it?
The Nature Conservancy.
Oh, that's nice. It's San Francisco.
Right, yeah. I'm the office coordinator for the San Francisco office.
Okay. And how did you decide to start Monk Monday?
Oh, well, that was actually long before I joined the Nature Conservancy, but that I was in New York City at the time when I started that, and I had met Tony at an opening of the film he directed, Made Up, and decided to start it, and just enjoyed the show so much, so.
Now, Tony, where's he from? He's from Wisconsin, right?
Right.
Was he from Eau Claire?
I think so. That sounds right.
So he's from somewhere where, because my grandparents were from Eau Claire, and my mom and dad met at Marquette University in Milwaukee. So I thought, oh, that would have been fun information to know before I went on the set, because I could have said something to him. You know,
right.
Common, you know. But, so your page is a nice, I'll definitely go back and on the show and what's going on. It's a really fun thing
right.
to do for them.
I have a good time doing it, so.
Yeah, well, it's hard to get to meet some fun people and have some nice conversations.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah,
fun. Yeah, you're one of the fun people I had a nice conversation with, so.
Yeah, well, thank you. Well, if I can be of any other help, you have my number.
Okay.
My email, so you don't have to worry about bothering me. You can touch me, Monica.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
All right. Well, I guess I'll see you just on the page, maybe next week.
Right. Probably Wednesday, or maybe Thursday.
Okay.
Okay, and I'll let you know.
How did you find out who's going to be on the show? Are you going to IMDb or something?
Yeah. Usually, I just do a Google search on the title of the episode, and it'll frequently turn up and. Yeah, and then IMDb will sometimes have
contact.
Right. Yeah, and just however I can.
However you can. Yeah, exactly. Phone calls from.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So, I'll talk to you again soon. I hope one of these days.
Right.
Congratulations on what you're doing. It's really well done. It's a nice sight.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, I'm looking forward to seeing you on Monk then Fridays. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.